Mitsubishi 2025 X-Force HEV SUV debuted in Thailand, skips Australian market. The Mitsubishi 2025 X-Force HEV compact SUV, previously anticipated to serve as Australia's next-generation ASX, has been unveiled in Thailand, marking its addition to the lineup alongside the petrol-only models. The debut showcases its hybrid powertrain, with the official launch later this year. Although it's slated for production in Thailand, the SUV won't make it to Australian showrooms as the new ASX for Australia will be a rebadged Renault Captur sourced from Europe. The X-Force HEV is equipped with a 1.6-liter four-cylinder petrol-electric hybrid system delivering 85 kilowatts of power. It boasts an estimated combined fuel consumption of 4.1 L, 100 kilometers, NEDC, and sends power to the front wheels through a two-speed transaxle. Similar to other petrol-electric hybrids, it incorporates a regenerative braking system that recovers energy while braking, with a combined fuel consumption of 4.1 L, 100 kilometers according to the NEDC lab test standard. Mitsubishi has introduced two new hybrid-exclusive modes, EV Priority and Charge, in addition to its existing five drive modes, Normal, Tarmac, Gravel, Mud, and Wet. These modes are designed to optimize the coordination of the brakes, petrol engine, electric motor, and steering in the front-wheel drive SUV, ensuring safety across varied road conditions. The X-Force integrates cutting-edge technology, including autonomous emergency braking, AEB, lane change assist, blind spot monitoring, rear cross-traffic alert, adaptive cruise control, leading vehicle departure alert, and automatic high beam. Additionally, it offers six airbags, a rear-view camera, and front and rear parking sensors to enhance safety and convenience. The X-Force won't be launched in Australia due to the high cost of safety upgrades needed to meet ANCAP's stringent 2023-2025 standards. Currently developed for regions with lower safety requirements, it's estimated to achieve only a 3-star ANCAP rating, making it less appealing to fleets and safety-conscious buyers. Later this year, Mitsubishi will introduce the European market ASX in Australia, a model based on the Renault Captur that earned a 4-star Euro NCAP rating last year. Furthermore, Mitsubishi Australia is advocating for government fleets to adopt a minimum 4-star ANCAP safety rating under the 2023-2025 protocol rather than the current 5-star requirement. Autotech, Mercedes-Benz Berlin leads with AI, robots, and next-general EV motors.